When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you've got my full attention now. My game's over.
Whew. Boy, the Royals steal game one, 1-0 in Baltimore.
Woo!
And you had to go through the big, the meat of the order in the bottom of the ninth?
We're turning off.
Yeah, it got pretty dicey.
There was a little of that during the break, in case you were wondering.
Well, the pucker factor in the baseball postseason, there's just nothing like it. It's just every pitch is gripping.
Yeah. Especially when you get to those at bats, like the last two at bats there were, Rutschman struck out, and there
was
like
swinging out of his shoes, fouling balls off.
Right, yeah. And there's a borderline call one batter, and then the other one goes the other way to make up call, and you know, again, guys are just hacking stuff off, staying alive. It's just great. It's great drama.
So the Royals and the Tigers won today. Tigers beating the Astros in Houston, 3-1. Jason Hayward lined out with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. Hit it right on the screws, but right at the first baseman. And then the Royals get one effing run.
And they win.
Yeah. So the winner of game one, they just showed a stat on this game that in best of three,
and all will be played in the same place. There's no travel, so all three will be played in Baltimore.
In the best of three series, the winner of game one has gone on to win the series 14 of 16 times.
That's tasty right there. You're feeling pretty good.
One, we're gonna get to Oregon football next on the list here, but one thing I was talking, I just reminded me that you know, something interesting that's happening, and well, maybe it's not even it's happening with the Royals, but it's an interesting thing that could take root, and that is that, you know how bullpens are super unreliable year to year?
Absolutely. It's like hockey goalies. One year it's like the best in baseball, and then the next year you're like, what the hell happened to
them? But you have to have a good bullpen.
Got
to
have them.
The Royals, interestingly, have five good starters, much like the Mariners. Mm-hmm. Like if the Mariners would have made the playoffs, they would have had this going for them as well. And it's this idea that if you can just, you don't even really have to build out the bullpen. If you can, well, you do, but for the regular season, if you have five good starters, if you make the postseason, half of them can go to the bullpen.
Yeah.
And there's your bullpen.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what has happened with the Royals is now that they're in the playoffs, they had an excellent starting staff. Two of those guys can go into the bullpen. Brady Singer's going to be coming out of the bullpen. Didn't have to use him today. I mean, that's a really big advantage.
Yeah. Yeah, because as you mentioned, regular season baseball is not postseason baseball. See it all the time. You know, being built for 162 games is not the same, especially in short series, which a lot of people don't like the short series.
No.
Or in the case like with the Giants and the Royals, the Royals were the better team that year. They just got Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah, did you hear that?
They had one guy.
Did you hear that, Buckley?
Yeah, take that.
You hear that?
I'm fine.
I'm just trying to throw more strays at the Giant fans.
Well, anyway, God, there's nothing like the baseball postseason, but I'm kind of shaking a little bit. That was very nerve-wracking.
Well, at least you're going in there and you don't have to rely on, you know, Luis Severino and Manaea. You know,
yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's.
But we don't have Frankie Lindor. Well, we have Bobby Witt, I guess. But we don't have an offense per se.
We do have the Mets, and this is my controversial. I don't think it's controversial. Look, the MVP of the National League is Frankie Lindor. It's not Shohei Ohtani. Now,
Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, come on.
You
got to be kidding.
Stop it.
What a terrible statement.
Most valuable player, right? You can interpret that any different way. Shohei Ohtani is the best player in the National League. He's the best player in Major League Baseball. He's the best player for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
He only went 54-59.
Hey, stop it.
You can't shout us down, Dad.
I can. I will turn this freaking show around. I got something's on. I do have something on, and it's this. If you take Shohei Ohtani off the Dodgers are fine. That's still an absolute juggernaut there. Ohtani is a force unto himself, but the Dodgers are fine without him. Without Frankie Lindor and his old-ass back, where the hell are the Mets? The Mets are 8 games out of the postseason. Frankie Lindor took took Luis Severino and the rest of that pitching staff and the rest of that lineup, and he hauled him on his old-ass crickety back, and he pushed him into the postseason. Frankie Lindor, without Shohei Ohtani, would be the MVP, and he's not the best player, but he is the most valuable player to his team in Major League Baseball, and that you can take to the bank.
All right, so the Ducks won.
Yeah, you know I'm
not
right.
Taking the bait.
You know I'm right.
You're not right.
You know I'm right.
That's absurd, but it's okay. You can feel that. I feel that about Bobby Witt. It's like when I look at the AL MVP race, I'm like, Witt should win that over Judge. Of course he shouldn't, but I'm a Royals fan, so of course I think that.
I'm not saying he should. I'm just saying, by the definition of most valuable player, Frankie Lindor more valuable to the Mets than Ohtani to the Dodgers.
So, Ducks won. It was not... I mean, it was
dominant.
I mean, it was dominant. It's,
dude,
if you looked at the finals,
were they in that game?
It seemed like they packed things up at halftime.
Yes.
Yeah. If you just looked at the pick six didn't help. I mean,
of course not.
They were on the way. They were well on their way to a 35-3 lead.
Correctly.
At half. Instead, it was 28-10.
Yeah.
Because of a untimely pick six.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
And then the second half was...
Yeah. The Bruins scored... I mean, the Docs only had the six in the fourth quarter, but UCLA had 3 points the rest of the game. They didn't challenge. It was a little bit... It was very similar to UCLA-LSU in that... In fact, I think that score is probably very close. Wasn't LSU like 35-17, something like that? And in the second half, UCLA never really threatened at all. If you're going to say one good thing about the Bruins, I guess they're not getting blown out as bad as you would think against better teams, but they were never in that football game.
Now, I don't know what to make of them.
They're not good.
Well, I know they're not good, but I kind of wonder why. Like, do they have some talent but are poorly coached, or is it the other way around where they really don't have a lot of studs but they're well coached? I can't tell.
They don't have a lot of guys.
Because
and,
I feel like
there's not a lot of depth.
I feel like Foster... Well, I just don't know what to make of Foster. I just think a lot of coaches would have that team. What are they? 1-3, maybe?
And three.
A lot of coaches would have that team 1-3. And by the way, side note, pertaining to nothing, I had totally forgotten that Eric Bieniemy was their offensive coordinator.
Yeah. And have you seen their offense?
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
What happened to him? He was like the next big thing in the NFL, and now he couldn't get
a
first down at UCLA.
Nope. And he got some shots in Washington, and he's just a hard guy to work with.
They have like the worst rushing offense season over season of every team. They went from like 60th in the country to like 139th running the ball.
Averaging like 2 yards per carry.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Like I'm not kidding.
Their whole
like,
O-line was really
look
garbage.
Look at their rushing totals week to week. They should be 0-4. They each went out against Hawaii, for God's sake. So
they barely won that game.
Yeah. So look, Oregon.
They almost got their quarterback killed on Saturday too.
I don't know what to make of Oregon. I don't, because from a they're like the anti UCLA. Like from a talent standpoint, Oregon has everything you could want. There's NFL guys across the board. There's studs at every position. You have a really seasoned quarterback who's really good, and he's putting up good numbers. And yet it feels like you want more. Like you want them to look better. And yet I don't know. They dominated the Beavers, and since then it's been comfortable wins, but not necessarily like foot on the neck, make you believe in it, never in doubt sort of wins. And now you got Michigan State. I mean, and this is something we said going into the season, and I think it's holding true. I don't think we'll find anything out about Oregon until they play Ohio State. And that is either going to be like, yes, this is the team we really thought it was, and it just took a while for it to come together. Or there may be a reality check. There may be we're playing the varsity this week, and we won't know until we get to Ohio State. Because I think Michigan State is probably going to be the same sort of thing where they're going to win by 17-20. And it's not
another 24-ish point spread.
And it's not going to look that, it's not going to look that pretty. I mean, let's be honest. They've played one game, one, where you were like, whoa. And that was Oregon State. And even that in the first half was still a little like, and then they came out and just stomped an old-fashioned mud hole.
I think if you took the first 29 and a half minutes of Saturday, you'd say that looked the way it was supposed to also.
Yeah, and then you got into the second half and you know, you put up 6 points. So it's just, it's exactly, you thought that's what you were on your way to. And you go into the, like you said, the pick six, it was on its way to 35 to, you know, whatever, 35-3. And you're like, dude, this thing's going to be 56-10. And then it ended up, I don't know.
Yeah, should you really, but do you really, what would be the word? Do you really like give bad marks to a team because they didn't win 56-10 instead of?
No.
I mean, because they like you said, I mean, they dominated that game.
They dominated that game. It just doesn't, like, when you're trying to separate the Ohio States and the Alabamas and the Georgias and the Texases and the Tennessees.
Well, how about they play?
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, and you will in 2 weeks.
Yes. It's next week. And by the way, right?
Well, yeah, next week. Next week. You got Michigan State and then
and
you got Ohio
Georgia, State. Alabama played. So, I mean, that's yeah, just it. It's like.
Just wait.
We don't. I don't know. I think Oregon's fine. I think they're coming around. I feel like their quarterback play, and we'll get into this next segment. Let's take a break and we'll come back.
Yeah.
But I just feel like their quarterback play and receivers,
mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah, really good.
Dude, that can take them a long way.
Absolutely.
If they do not turn the ball over, mm-hmm. I just feel like that. I don't know. I can't wait. I absolutely cannot wait to see that group, those guys, against Ohio State.
Yeah.
Because
the biggest game ever at Autzen Stadium.
Dude.
I'm going down to it. I'm licking my chops. That is like when Bama and Georgia played, it was like, dude, just shut everything else off. This is what you're doing.
What a game that was. Holy smokes.
Yeah, and that lived up to the hype.
See what happens when they actually play?
Hey.
But we watch.
Although we were on the way to a blowout in that one, too, it seemed for a minute.
Someone in the upper left is going to be unhappy, and they're like, I'm not watching anymore. Well, 20 other million people are.
All right, more on Oregon. We'll wrap that up when we get back.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the Fan. All right, we were not here yesterday, so we're wrapping up the weekend for the Ducks, who took care of business in Los Angeles. I was sitting there watching that game, and maybe you are saying kind of the same thing as like you were saying, like, I don't really know what Oregon is. We'll find out next week against Ohio State. And maybe some of that is just the fact that the quarterback play is so good mm-hmm. and the receivers are so good that we really don't. Like, you have to be tested at all levels,
yeah.
and they really haven't been. No,
every team that they've played, and this is the weird part about it.
I mean, they've had a few tests, but not like what Ohio State
did. Boise State should have beat them. And Boise State, by the way, like they hammered Washington State. Boise State's a good team, but, I mean... If your goal is to play for a national title, Boise State is not your measuring stick. So when you say from an athletic standpoint, is Boise State's the best team you played? Like, and Boise State probably should have beat you, with the exception of the special teams play. So, like, That's what I know. Oregon's not bad. Oregon's going to win 9 games, 10 games based on just the sheer talent alone. I mean, sheer talent beat Boise State. And sheer talent, just, I mean, they steamrolled Oregon State. Oregon State's not a bad team. But when you look at the gaps between Idaho, Boise State, Oregon State, UCLA, dude, UCLA is a, that's a bad roster. It just is. It's a bad offense. And it's a bad team, period. And so when you look at that, like, that's why I said I don't know what to make of Oregon. They have NFL guys. It is a roster that should be able to compete for a national title. And I'm nitpicking, but I'm nitpicking because this is being held to a different standard. We're talking about them the way we're talking about Georgia, Bama, Tennessee, Ohio State. We're talking about those teams. And if I'm just take all the stickers off the helmets and I look at who's played the best, Oregon has not played like those other teams.
No, but what I was getting at was that I think quarterback play, I was sitting there watching the game going, I wonder if we are taking quarterback play for granted at Oregon at this point.
I could
because
see
I think it kind of masks what you're saying. When Dylan Gabriel is so good and so efficient and the receivers are so good.
Yes.
It's like you can't really tell about everything else, right? Yeah. And those, I mean, they said, you know, Gabriel's going to be the all-time leading passer in NCAA history.
Yes.
Barring an injury.
Yeah.
I don't know how we feel about that since it's going to be 5+ seasons. Like yeah. if he, you know, so.
A little bit of a compiler, but the guy's great.
But he's going to pass Case Keenum. He's, what is he, like 13,000 away from Case Keenum, or 3,000 away from Case Keenum.
No.
And then he's got to pass, they showed the stat, he's got to pass Timmy Chang and Landry Jones.
Yeah.
And he just passed Graham Harrell. So, I mean, the guy's prolific. Mm-hmm. And then you had Bo Nix, and you had a couple years of Bo Nix. Mm-hmm. And before that, I mean, Anthony Brown, I think, might have been before that. But before that, you got Herbert.
Mm-hmm. This has some really good quarterback play.
And in between there, there may have been somebody I'm missing, but then you had Mariota. Like, I wonder if Oregon, when was the last time Oregon had bad quarterback play? There's a question.
Oh gosh! I mean, bad quarterback.
Where it's
play.
Like, ooh.
Yeah. I mean, the Pru Cup. Like, I mean, it's been a while since you've had bad quarterback play. You know, Herbert's freshman year, and then he came in. You know, that was a little rough. They got blown out by Washington. But yes, there has been consistently good quarterback play for a long, long time, to the point where I do think we take it for granted. We assume that the next guy up is going to be great. And, you know, Dylan Gabriel, for anyone that thinks that Oregon's offense, if you want to ho-hum it, or if you just say Oregon hasn't played that well, my man is completing 81% of his passes for 1,100 yards. He has 9 touchdowns and 1 pick. Dude, he's
unbelievable.
He's been great.
And he, short of that pick six, I mean, I don't know. He's just reliable. Like yes. that. I don't worry about that guy.
No.
I don't worry about that guy next week against Ohio State.
No.
I don't worry about the receivers. It's the other, you know, it's you got to be a complete team. But yeah. I just wonder if the quarterback, we're getting such good quarterback play with Nix and Gabriel in back-to-back years
yeah.
that it's really hard to tell just how good they are.
Well, and I think,
or bad.
I think from a skill position standpoint, just overall, and I don't know if the backs, again, you want to talk about being spoiled. There has been some phenomenal Oregon running backs, and it feels like they're there every year. Jordan James is a really good back, and they actually have a couple of them, but obviously he's the main guy there. Outside of that, because I don't know if those backs are quite what some of those others are. It's a good group, but I think it's maybe a setback from some of the stuff they've had. But when I look at their tight ends, when I look at Dylan Gabriel, and I look at the wide receivers, you can easily say that this is the best skilled offensive group that they've had during this run.
Well, I mean, don't think it's close.
It's just, it's stupid. Tez Johnson, by the way, could easily be the Big Ten player of the year. There's just so much talent across the board, and maybe we don't talk about Dylan Gabriel the way we do some of those other players, but if he beats Ohio State, he gets this team where you think it can go, that's going to change real quick. It's just silly. I don't think the O-line is what it has been in the past. I think the running backs have taken a step back, and the defense, to be determined, because outside of Boise, which Genty played real well against them. They haven't really been tested because the teams they've played have had crappy offenses. So, but right now, like the defense against UCLA, like if you're handing out grades, I mean, it's an A+ across the board for the defense. UCLA did nothing, you know, and the only thing I'm going to nitpick is in the run game again. And it was a bad field, but you know, the running was tough yards. I still don't know if the run game is consistent enough, to get this thing completely cranked. when you play against better teams. Because Ohio State, I think they gave up 14 to Marshall. And outside of that, I mean, they're giving up 7 or no points. Again, they haven't played a bunch of people either, but they look like an absolute juggernaut too. So this is just going to be...
Well, this is why we need those big
matches. This is why we need the big games.
We saw Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah, and it sucks that we have to wait 6 weeks into the season, but you know, it'll finally come because Michigan State will offer no resistance.
Yeah, we'll get Michigan State Friday and then Ohio State next week. Let's talk about Georgia-Bama. You want to talk about that game?
Yeah.
Game of the year so far.
That game was drunk.
So we'll get to that next on The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.